ABC Radio Australia.
At a time when China is trying to exert its influence in the Pacific, one of its projects in Papua New Guinea has run into some embarrassing hurdles. A state-owned Chinese company has spent $95 million constructing PNG's tallest building. But as our correspondent Natalie Whiting reports, the tower in Port Moresby stands empty because regulators say it's riddled with defects and unsafe to occupy.
The ABC has obtained a copy of a letter issued last year by the city's building board rescinding its occupancy certificate after 75 building defects were identified. The board's chairman is Sir Luciano Cragnolini.
It's a lot of wrong things. That's why I took the occupancy certificate back. Just wasn't safe.
The letter outlines dozens of serious issues, including mechanical, electrical and fire safety concerns, with faults that are at various times described as highly illegal, non-compliant, poorly installed and dangerous. The Noble Centre was built by the China Railway Construction Engineering Group, PNG, real estate company. When world leaders descended on Port Moresby for the APEC conference in 2018, it was regarded as a sign of China's increasing influence in the country. With countries vying to invest and give aid to PNG, Paul Barker from the Institute of National Affairs is urging caution.
PNG needs to be really careful and selective, and not just going for whoever puts their hand up first and says, "Oh, we'll fund you for this."
Australia is also ramping up its efforts in PNG, including giving direct budget support to the government, which it hadn't done for almost two decades.
The donors also have to be more scrupulous. They're responding so as to be able to be seen to have that level of influence and to be able to outcompete with each other to some extent. But it's not necessarily in PNG's best interest.
The Noble Centre was built on land owned by PNG Ports, which had agreed to buy the top two floors. It was PNG Ports that instigated the review that discovered the building defects. Last year, the Chinese company sought interim court orders to prevent media reporting on those defects. Peter Aitzi from Transparency International, PNG, says that's a worry.
I mean, if you've got nothing to hide, then you shouldn't be worried about information that should be available to the public being released.
The building has since been put into receivership. The Chinese company declined to respond to detailed questions from the ABC, saying the issues covered ongoing business negotiations with PNG Ports. It said it was trying to reach some understanding of how to proceed with its cooperations, both technically and financially. It says the issues remain purely at a company level and will not impact on any higher level. PNG Ports is yet to comment.
That was PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reporting from Port Moresby. And if you want to hear more about China's influence in the region, join host Jeremy Fernandez tonight on ABC Australia. He's hosting Pacific Power, a look into China's role in so-called stealth diplomacy in the Pacific. The special will look at Beijing's security deal with Solomon Islands and how it might impact Australia. That's ABC Australia tonight at 10 p.m. You can also check the program guide on abcaustralia.net.au for repeat times or go to ABC Australia iView to view it on demand.